From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A former chair of the Republican National Committee, Ken Melman, has revealed that he is gay. Melman was also President Bush's campaign manager in 2004. Melman is 44 and is now an advocate for same-sex marriage. He made the disclosure first to family and friends, and then to Mark Ambinder, politics editor of The Atlantic, who joins us now. Mark, how did this revelation from Ken Melman come about?
Oh, like everything Ken Melman does, from his perspective, it was a strategic communication. A few weeks ago, I took a call from one of his former aides at the RNC who told me that Ken had something personal to say. I had my suspicions that it was indeed his announcement that he was coming out, but I didn't know for sure, really, until I talked to him late last week and early this week, and we went on from there.
You said you had your suspicions. Ken Melman had been asked about his sexuality before he'd been the target of an outing campaign. How had he responded in the past?
He denied being gay directly, and as recently as a year and a half ago to a reporter who was working on a profile of him for the New York Times. So he lied to them, and the reason, he says, is because he just was not ready at that point to accept that homosexuality was a core part of his identity. In Washington, it is said that people knew, and it was an open secret, that Melman was gay and so forth. That's not really correct. I would more characterize it as there being an open suspicion. By Melman's own recounting, he didn't tell anyone. He didn't have any relationships with anyone. Therefore, anybody who insists they knew what his sexuality was making an assumption based on facts, not in evidence.
We should mention that we did request an interview with Ken Melman, and he declined. What did he tell you about why he's coming out now?
Simply, he says he feels he's comfortable. He's now integrated this part of himself into his identity, and he feels that he can use the connections he built up over the years to advance the cause of gay rights by supporting, in particular, the American Foundation for Equal Rights, which is the group behind the opposition to the anti-gay marriage ballot initiative in California. So he feels essentially that the timing is propitious just in terms of his own understanding of himself and the opportunity to do good, perhaps to expiate the sin of him being in a position of power at the time when Republicans were regularly demagoguing gay people in order to gin up votes.
Well, he has come in for a lot of criticism now from gay rights advocates who say that this is unforgivable, that he was at the head of the party when it was demonizing gays to rile up the base and putting anti-gay measures on the ballot to get Republicans elected. What does he say about that?
All he says about that, and I asked him a variant of that particular question several times, what he says is simply he just wasn't ready at the time, and he really now, looking back on it, regrets not being ready, regrets not fighting against the effort to put, for example, a constitutional amendment that banned gay marriage that passed through Congress, the federal marriage amendment. He regrets not fighting back internally when the party was contemplating and enacting these stratagems. That explanation is probably not going to be sufficient, but it's the explanation that Melman has. He simply says, at that point in my life, I was not ready to acknowledge to myself and to others that I was gay. You can believe me or you can disbelieve me, but all I ask is that you look at what I'm doing now and accept that I wasn't ready in the past.
Ken Melman did tell you that one of the people he told in recent months was President Bush. Did he tell you how President Bush reacted when he told him?
Actually, President Bush reached out to Ken Melman, having heard that Melman was talking and was coming out to other people. And the former president was very supportive and, you know, asked Ken if there was anything that he could do to smooth the transition from being private about his sexuality being public. And Ken said he was very touched by that.
Okay. Mark Ambinder, politics editor for The Atlantic. Thanks very much.
Thank you.